Hello, I'm Nate Baldwin of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Jackie No of Parkrose High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
And how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It still hasn't really settled in for me. I'm still in that kind of phase of shock where I just don't believe that it's real. But actually today we have a photo shoot and it's just all kind of soaking in slowly, and I'm enjoying it a lot so far.
How does it feel to represent your school?
It feels amazing. I think Parkrose is known for its diversity, and I'm glad to bring something new to the table. And I hope to share my traditions or just any Parkrose joy to fellow Rose Princess candidates. Yeah.
And why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
So the story is kind of funny. I did not know that this was even a thing. I have yet to go to the Rose Festival itself, and it only began to start because I'm in the cheerleading team, and my captain at the time, my freshman year, had ran, and it was just so amazing to see like our school participate in something that empowers women. And for the following year after that, my closest friend also ran, and so seeing all these people that are close to me run for something that seems amazing. So, yeah.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
It was overwhelmingly positive. I think that I'm gonna be honest, I think I'm a pessimist. So when I first won, I got some sort of imposter syndrome. I felt kind of bad for the other candidates and I didn't really feel deserving of the win. But my community supported me in so many ways that I didn't even understand until later. Everyone was just so proud of me. They said, oh, you deserve it so much. You're going to work so hard for it and you're going to make us so proud. And I hope to live up to that expectation.
Why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
I'm still finding that answer myself. I think everyone individually can find a different way to interpret and to manage with their Rose Festival responsibilities. For me, I'm finding that it's important to connect with other people at other schools. I think my whole life I've just been in the Parkrose community and I don't know anything about any of these other schools. So coming together to an event where we get to share everything and share our pride in Parkrose and in Oregon and in Portland is really special to me.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I would say that cheer is my biggest one. I didn't mean for this to become like a cliche story, but genuinely up until my high school years, I was not social at all. I didn't want to do anything that was outside of what was required for me. So really going to the space where you're kind of forced to be loud, you're forced to cheer on other people, and you're forced to just smile all the time. It kind of infected my personality as well. Like, I can't escape it. Like, I can't help but smile now, and it's just engraved in my personality.
The Rose Festival theme for this year is Dream Forward. What is your dream for Portland?
That's a hard question. When I was answering my speech for this, I also was unsure where to go about it. I think I dream of this tradition just going on for as long as it can. And the prompt for our speech was, where do you see Rose Festival in, I think, 70 years? Not quite sure. But I believe that this is a really important program to our city, and it kind of joins our community together in kind of an unexpected way. So I hope that this goes on for way longer than 70 years, maybe even hundreds of years, if we want to be dreaming on.
Yeah. I noticed in your bio, it said your favorite event was the Starlight Parade. Tell us more about that.
So it sounds counterintuitive that I've never actually been to the Rose Festival. But from what I've seen, our school participates in the Starlight Parade through our marching band. And so that's kind of been the only way that I've been able to support my school and just the Rose Festival in general. And it seems magical. So I hope for this year to be my first year to go and experience it.
What are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I think sports are the obvious one. I enjoy playing tennis, cheerleading, swimming, and I started picking up flag football this year. But I think if I'm being simple, I love going out and finding new food places to eat at. And I think Portland has an abundance of food places that there's re you've never really run out of places to find. So, yeah.
What are some of your favorite places?
Oh my God, that's hard. I have been eating at this one ramen place called Boxer Ramen for a very long time now, and I remember that there's this one month because it's just very warming, and nice to eat when the weather was cold outside. So the week that it was snowing, I think I ate there, I think 3 times a week just because I was craving it so much.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What are your plans for the future?
Okay, so junior year is the year where you start to get nitty-gritty about what you want to do in the future. And so I've tried to really think this out, and so far I believe I'm set in pursuing computer science. The college is undecided for me. Obviously there's dream schools that I would love to attend. But realistically, financial aid wise, I'll take whatever is the most, I think, affordable to me while also providing the best quality of education.
Now for some fun questions. Do you use social media?
I do.
What's your favorite social media?
Honestly, I think it is TikTok. I have a really short attention span, so it's really easy to just go through videos for hours at a time, and it's gone bad for my academics. Like, I go on TikTok a lot. So, but I'm still a good student, I promise.
What's your favorite type of music?
These days, since it's been sunnier, I've been listening to a lot of summer music and also just kind of like 2000s throwbacks. I think the main person I've been listening to the most is just Rihanna and Beyonce, just because it gives me so much nostalgia listening to their older songs like Crazy in Love or like Deja Vu.
And everyone has a secret superpower, so we want to know what is your secret superpower?
I don't want to be too presumptuous, right? But I think that my superpower is just being able to start a conversation with anyone. And I pride in the fact that my most kind of was received compliment is that I'm very well spoken and that I'm very, like, kind of easy to talk to. And I love that about myself. Like, I like that it's not intimidating or it doesn't feel kind of hard to really start a conversation with me. So, kind
Yeah.
of on something on the lines of like charisma.
Yeah. Definitely a great thing to have. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Jackie Ngo from Park Rose High School. I'm Nate Baldwin reporting from AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM.
Right, thank you for having me.
Thank you.